Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is your host, Apostle Larry C. Barge, here in the studio this morning, coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. This morning, we're doing a show called Supernatural, Kingdom of God's Supernatural Power. We're going to be talking about the supernatural power of the Kingdom of God. We're going to be talking about the supernatural power of the Kingdom of God. God is supernatural, so therefore his kingdom is supernatural. Everything about God is supernatural. He's spirit and fire. He lives in a place, abides and dwells in a place called eternity. Supernatural. Everything about him is supernatural. He moves by his spirit. He endowed men with power by his spirit. He endowed Jesus Christ with power by his spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the essence of God. He's the Holy Spirit has the power to create, the power to raise up the dead, the power to heal the sick, the power to cast out demons, the power to change realities, the power to break yokes, the power to release the anointing, the power to bring fire, the power to save, the power to resurrect, the power to restore, the power of miracles, signs, and wonders. The Holy Spirit is a very powerful spirit. It's God's spirit. It's the essence of God. And let's get started here. I'm already into it, but Father, we thank you this morning for your love, for your mercy, for your grace, for your compassion, for your wisdom, for your knowledge, for your understanding. We thank you, Lord God, and we praise your name and we magnify your name. Some call you Jehovah. Some call you Jehovah Jireh. Some call you Jehovah Nissi. Some call you Jehovah Rapha. Some call you Elohim. Some call you the Prince of Peace. Some call you the Wonderful Counselor. Others have called you the Healer, the Deliverer, the Redeemer, the Restorer, the Breakthrough God, the Miracle Worker. He that plucks up, he that tears down, he that restores, he that reveals, he that saves, heals, and delivers. Oh, yes, we're talking about the Wonderful, the One and Only, the All-Knowing, the All-Powerful, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, the Prince of Peace, the Wonderful Counselor, the Healer, the Deliverer, the Redeemer, the Restorer, the Breakthrough God, the Miracle Worker. None other than he that sits upon a throne exalted high, he that sits lofty on his mountain throne, he that glory surrounds him like a rainbow of many colors, and his voice sounds like the multitudes of waters. Yes, he that created the heavens and the earth and poured the seas out of the palm of his hand. Yes, he that put the constellations in their place, told the winds where to go and where to come. He that set the boundaries of the ocean. Yeah, he, the all-powerful, the all-knowing. And there is no God like him. There is no God beside him. There is no God above him. He is the one and only true living God, the supreme God, the Father. And we give him praise this morning, and we magnify his name. We're talking about the power of the Kingdom of God. And let's get started here. First, let's go to Ephesians. We're going to move. I'm going to use some scriptures here. In Ephesians 4, this is going to be our introductory scripture to get us going here as we're talking about the power of the Kingdom of God. If there is power in the Kingdom of God, then that power, what is that power? What is the power? What is the power that connects us to the kingdom? What is the power that enables us, those of us who believe and save and filled with the Holy Spirit, what is the power that causes us to operate in kingdom? We pray for people, they get healed. We prophesy, we speak, we minister, we pray. There's deliverance, there's healing, the breakthrough, demons are cast out, lives are restored, crooked limbs straightened out, blind eyes open, deaf ears pop open, tongues are released, and people begin to talk properly. The dead is risen. The sick is risen from their infirmity and healed. What is that power? Because flesh cannot produce kingdom power. Flesh cannot produce the power of the Holy Spirit. Flesh cannot produce healing. I've ministered to a lot of people here in the last 20 years, and I have not personally, I have not healed nobody. I have not delivered anybody. I ain't even saved nobody. I have not restored anybody's life. I have not helped nobody got their emotionals back, got their where they were emotionally traumatized and emotionally damaged and mentally traumatized and mentally damaged, physically damaged. I have not helped none of these people I've prayed for over the 20 years be healed, be saved, be delivered, be restored. It was the power of the Holy Spirit. It was the power of the kingdom. When God filled me with the Holy Ghost, also came his kingdom power. When God filled me with the Holy Ghost, also came his kingdom power. Many are walking, and many are singing, many are talking, and many are preaching, but they ain't got no power. Say it with me. They ain't got no power. They ain't got no power. They ain't got no power because they don't have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, and they don't believe there is a Holy Spirit. They believe that man does it all by himself, so they take credit. They believe they healed Brother Tom. They believe, oh, they believe they had the power to open his eyes. They believe that they were the one that healed Mother Mary. They believe that they were the one that cast out the demons and healed the sick. They believe that that power came from them to raise up the dead. They believe that they did all these things. They believe that they had the power to change people's lives. They believe that they had the power to set the record straight. Well, what's funny about that and what's funny about this, they can't even change their own life. They can't even keep their own self right. They can't even keep their own self on the right path. They can't even heal their own self. They can't stop the cancer. They can't stop the disease. They can't stop whoremongering and polluting and being a harlot in the streets. They can't stop it. They can't stop prostituting. They can't stop lusting. They can't stop being greedy. They can't stop the perversion. They can't stop the demonic spirits. I feel like voices are talking in my head. Sometimes, Apostle, I feel like I'm going crazy. I preach the gospel to others, but sometimes I feel like I'm losing my mind. But God, I tell you, I'm healing all them other folks, though. I'm casting out demons in them other folks. I'm raising the dead. Oh, yes, Apostle, I'm doing miracle signs and wonders. Well, what about your own life? Why you can't stop that demon in your life? Why you can't cast that spirit out your life? Why? If your power is so great, why are you bound? Why are you sitting over here asking me to pray in the name of Jesus Christ and call on God to deliver you? If your power is so powerful and you got flesh power to cast out devils and flesh power to heal the sick and flesh power to raise the dead and flesh power to create the impossible and flesh power to do miracles, then why are you bound? Why are you trapped? Why are you snared? Why are you over here telling me you got voices talking in your head? Oh, sound like to me you ain't got no power. You ain't got no power. You got got a whole lot of gag. You got a whole lot of crap. You got a whole lot of big talking. But you really ain't got no power. There ain't no Holy Ghost. There ain't no baptism in the fire. There ain't no Holy Spirit sent from God, who is the essence of God. There ain't no Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you. So you don't have the power of the kingdom of God. So you've been operating in your flesh power. And flesh is limited. Flesh is confined to the earth. Flesh power is your own strength. You've been trusting in your flesh, you self-righteous servant of God, talking about what you did. Nebuchadnezzar, 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 if you stand up and say one more time from your balcony, look at what I've built with my own hands. Look at this great city called Babylon that I built. Look at what I done did. Look at what I done done. Let me talk this morning to the Nebuchadnezzar's pastors. Hey, Nebuchadnezzar pastor, talking about look at the church I built. Look at all these members I got. Look at all this stuff I'm doing. Oh, there wouldn't be no church if I hadn't built it. Look at my name. Look at my power. Look at my car. Look at my truck. Look at my house. Look at what I'm doing. This is me. All me. This is me. I built this mega ministry. I built this church. I built the praise team. I built the congregation. All of it is about me. Nebuchadnezzar, Pastor Nebuchadnezzar, Apostle Nebuchadnezzar, look at this great ministry I've built. Look at it spreading out all over the world. Look at my Christian empire. Look at this ministry I've built. I'm the apostle of this work, and look at all this work I did. Nebuchadnezzar, apostle, and Nebuchadnezzar, prophet. There ain't no other prophet like me. Look at how I prophesy. Look at what I prophesy. Look at what my prophesying has done to people. If I hadn't prophesied to them, they wouldn't have all that. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, prophet, and Nebuchadnezzar, apostle, and Nebuchadnezzar, evangelist. I've evangelized the whole world. All these people wouldn't be saved if I hadn't went evangelizing. I'm evangelizing in Rome. I've been to Italy and France. I'm the reason God is in these cities. I did all this work. I went down to Rome and evangelized. I went to Italy and evangelized. Spain and Japan and Germany and the Philippines. I went to the Bahamas and evangelized. There would be no men of God if I hadn't went evangelizing. I did all this work. I went and did all this. Paul said he was a scholar of scholars. Paul was a type of a Nebuchadnezzar. Paul said he was a scholar of scholars, and there were none that were more wiser than Paul. Paul said, I was the scholar of scholars. I knew the word better than any of them. I knew the doctrine of the Pharisees that have been in here. I could argue with the philosophers. I knew things. Oh, my God, I was the scholar of scholars. Paul said, there was no man that could debate, out-debate me. There was no man that was smarter than me. Paul Nebuchadnezzar. Paul got so smart and so arrogant and so lifted up in himself. Paul stood up and said, I'm going to judge what is of God and what ain't. I'm going to be the one that's going to judge what is of God and what ain't. And any apostle I see, I'm going to judge them. I'm going to judge these apostles and prophets. I'm going to go around and I'm going to judge them because I'm Paul, the wise one. That's right, I'm Paul. I'm Paul. I'm wise. I'm wiser than the philosophies. I'm wiser than the kings. I'm wiser than the governors. I'm wise. I'm wise. So I'm going to tell the apostles where they wrong at. I'm going to judge the apostles and have them killed. Till Jesus slapped them off the horse and said, Paul, why are you kicking against the brick? I think his name was Saul then. Why are you kicking against the brick? And why are you fighting me? You ain't smarter than me. You ain't wiser than me. I got to slap you down. Like I slapped Nebuchadnezzar down. I got to slap you down like I slapped Nebuchadnezzar down. I had to slap Nebuchadnezzar down. I had to put him down on the ground because he thought he had more power than me. He thought he had did all this work by himself. Yeah, oh, great king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, thought he built all that by himself. Thought he went down there to Egypt and took God's people captive by himself. Thought he went across the land and ruled over kingdoms and destroyed kingdoms. Thought he did all that by himself. But God told Nebuchadnezzar, I'm going to use you as my instrument of destruction. I got some things I need to settle with some folks. As I move you across the land, you're going to destroy many kingdoms because I got some things I got to settle with these kingdoms. Worshiping pagan gods, calling on devils and demons. I'm going to send you through there and you're going to take their land and burn their cities to the ground. I'm also going to give you my children because they never left me. Yeah, Israel, they done forsook the Lord their God, and now they're whoring after all other gods. Everything I told them not to do, they done went and did. So now I'm going to have to take back my blessings. I'm going to have to get them off the land because I told them when they get there, don't worship the other gods. Don't do their practices. Well, that's what they did. They got down there, and they started talking about, this is my house. This is what I've done. This is my land. This is my this, and this is my that. And God said, I told you when I was bringing you down here to the promised land, I told you don't say nothing by what you did. I told you it was by my power, by my spirit that you, he said, you got this wealth because of my spirit. You got this land because of my spirit. Your enemy was defeated because of my spirit. It ain't got nothing to do with you. He told him, he said, you a stiff-necked and rebellious people. You won't obey my voice and you won't keep my word. So you inheriting the promised land ain't got nothing to do with your stiff-necked rebellious self. It was by my spirit and by my power. If my spirit hadn't led you, you wouldn't have got there. If my spirit hadn't fought for you, you wouldn't have got it. If my spirit hadn't went before you and battled for you, you wouldn't have it. So it's not by your power and was not by your might that you inherited the promised land, because God told him you are not even worthy to walk in it. It was by my spirit, because I sent my spirit to lead and guide you into all truth pertaining to the knowledge of the kingdom of God. What the spirit hear from my son Christ, he speaks into your ear. I tell Christ what I want to do with you. Christ tell the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit tell you. And then the Holy Spirit equips you for the journey, give you the power you need for the journey, give you supernatural power, supernatural authority, that you can go in and that you can subdue your enemy, that you can throw down strongholds, that you can uproot witchcraft, sorcery, and divination, that you can change atmospheres by the Spirit of God. I cannot personally change no atmosphere. But if you give me a microphone and give me a few minutes and let me and the Holy Ghost pray and talk together for a minute, and when the Holy Spirit get through ministering and praying and worshiping God, the atmosphere has changed. Why? I didn't change it. The Holy Spirit changed it, because he has the power to change reality, to change lives, to change atmospheres, to cause you to be the head and not the tail, cause you to be above and not beneath, cause you to be blessed going in and blessed coming out, cause you to be favored by God. Oh, you thought you were favored by God because you got pretty hair. Oh, you thought you were favored by God because you from a royal family. Oh, you thought you were favored by God because you can talk eloquently. Oh, my God, you thought you were favored by God because you got all these diplomas and degrees. You thought you were favored by God because you white. You thought you were favored by God because you black. You thought you favored by God because you Japan and Philippine. Oh, no, 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 no. You're favored by God because his spirit is upon you. If there is no spirit there is no favor, because favor is the power of the spirit to cause God to move in your direction. Well, let me say that again. Favor is the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is upon me, I have the favor of the kingdom upon me, because He has been given to me. He has been sent to me, and the favor came with him. He is a representative of the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit is an ambassador of the kingdom of God. So when he come and dwell in my palace, see, the ambassador come and dwell in my palace, and now I got favor of the king on my palace. See, the Holy Ghost is the sent one. He's the power of God. He's the deliverance power. He's the healing power. He's the miracle working power. He's the breakthrough power. He's the power of the kingdom of God. So when he comes and dwells in me, I now got the favor of God, the favor to be healed, favor to be delivered, favor to be set free, favor to have yokes broken, favor to be lifted up, favor to be raised up, favor to find wealth in secret places, favor to be blessed and not cursed, favor to prosper from the blessings of the kingdom of God. I got favor upon me. I got the favor of God within me because the Holy Spirit is upon me and the Holy Spirit is living within me. So I got favor upon me and I got favor within me. I got favor upon me and I got favor within me. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the favor of God. Oh, what you thought it was, some kind of slick oil guard ride? I don't know. Okay. Oh, okay, you thought the favor came in a bottle and you rubbed it on you. Oh, okay, you thought the favor of God was a piece of gold. Oh, you thought the favor of God was your handkerchief. You thought the favor of God was your car. You thought the favor of God was your house. Oh, I got favor with God. See the house? God, that house ain't got nothing to do with the favor of God. The favor of God is his Holy Spirit. See, where there's favor, there's power. And where there's power, the power to attract. See, the ambassador of a kingdom goes into another kingdom and dwells in an embassy, or you can call it a palace. He dwells there. He has the favor of the president or king of the country upon him. He is the voice of the king in that country. They talk to the ambassador and he gets back to the president. The ambassador has the power of the president. He has the authority of the president. So the Holy Spirit is God and God is the Holy Spirit. And when God sends the Holy Spirit, the ambassador, to come and live in your temple, when God, the supernatural God, the Supreme Father sends the Holy Spirit, the supernatural Holy Spirit, to come down and live in your embassy, your palace, your temple. You got the authority of God in the temple, and you got the wisdom of God in the temple. You got the faith of God in the temple. You got the supernatural wisdom of God in the temple. You got the supernatural power of God in the temple. You got the supernatural faith of God in the temple. You got the supernatural healing of God in the temple. You got supernatural deliverance of God living in the temple. You got supernatural resurrection power of God living in the temple. You got the supernatural resurrecting, raising folks up from the dead power living in the temple. You got the power of God that created the heavens and the earth off the word of God. You got that spirit in you that was there hovering over the waters in the beginning and helped create everything you see. You got that spirit that can create. You got that spirit that can destroy. You got that spirit in you that can lift up. You got that spirit that can release healing. You got that spirit that can make the crooked limb straight. You got that spirit that can change atmospheres. You got that spirit in you that can shift dimensions. You got that spirit in you that gives you access to the kingdom of God. You got the spirit in you that connects you to the kingdom of God. You got the spirit in you that's greater than any other spirit. You got the spirit in you that was in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, and we get down to verse 4. It says, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called into one hope of your calling. Listen to me. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. That's right. And he gave some what? He gave some apostles, and he gave some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Why did he give these offices? Why did he give these representatives of the kingdom? That's right. And if he gave them, he filled them with his Holy Ghost. See, See, when you're an apostle of the kingdom of God, you're a supernatural apostle. When you're a prophet of the kingdom of God, you are a supernatural prophet. When you are a pastor of the kingdom of God, you're a supernatural pastor. You can operate in the supernatural dimension of God. You're an apostle because you're filled with the ambassador, the spirit and fire of God. You can also operate in a supernatural way. Why? Because the spirit of God is dwelling inside of you, and his power is upon you mightily, and there are healings and deliverance, breakthroughs, miracles, signs and wonders, and they follow you wherever you go, because the ambassador, the spirit of God is living inside of you. And so when you open your mouth and speak, things change. When you begin to minister to people, things are going to happen, because the kingdom of God is with you, and you are in the kingdom of God, and you have the authority and the power of the kingdom living inside of you. So yes, yes, supernatural apostle, supernatural prophet, supernatural peace pastor, supernatural evangelist, and supernatural teachers can teach that word. My God, hallelujah, discernment, not a bosuki, cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead. That's the supernatural power of God. Now, if we move it real quick here, because I got a few more minutes here, let's look at book Acts, the book of Acts. We're talking about the supernatural power of God, which is the Holy Spirit. He is the supernatural power of God. Christ said, it is the Holy Spirit in me that is doing the work. Christ said, I'm not doing the work. It's the Holy Spirit that is in me, the Spirit that my Father sent to be upon me. See, the Holy Spirit said, descended up from heaven like a dove, and it landed upon him. And we also know not only was it upon him, it said it landed upon him, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. So there's a twofold operation. It is upon you, and it is inside of you. It is upon you, and it fills you. So let's look at book Acts chapter 1 right quick. And let's begin at verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, ye have heard of me. Jesus is gathered with these disciples. And in verse 5, it says, for John truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. Some have stopped at the water. They got baptized in the water, but they didn't get the Holy Spirit and his fire. And this is a promise. Christ said, this is a promise. If you are a son and daughter of God, there is spirit and fire. You've got to be baptized in the spirit and fire of God. Jesus was baptized in the water, and then we see the spirit comes laying upon him with the fire of God. We see the spirit come and baptize him. Not only did he get baptized in the water, he also got baptized in the Holy Spirit and his fire. In other words, the Holy Spirit came upon him and started to dwell within him. So he was baptized in the water by man, because John took him down and brought him up. But we see something supernatural happen after that. We see that when John put him in the water, there was nothing supernaturally happening. But when he came up out of the water, it said he was lifted up. And you get it? He was lifted up out of the water. John didn't lift him up. He was lifted up supernaturally out of the water. And then the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove and lighted him up and said, from that time he was filled with the Holy Spirit. So not only did the Holy Spirit come, but the Holy Spirit also brought his fire. So Jesus was baptized by water, and he was baptized into the power of God through the Holy Spirit and his fire. Now, And what is it? I ain't got but a few more minutes here. We're going to move on. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized in the Holy Ghost not many days from hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, what will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And Jesus said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Do you see that? They couldn't get the power. They couldn't get the power until the power came upon them and sealed them. The supernatural power of God is a gift. It is a gift from God. It is a promise. He said, if any man want the Holy Spirit, let him ask God for it. It's a gift. And guess what? It is by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you are a kingdom apostle, called by God, not an apostle of Billy Joe Bob, not an apostle. See, I'm not an apostle of Bishop Tom. I'm not Bishop Tom's apostle. God called me. God chose me. God ordained me. God anointed me. We got a lot of apostles, but they are apostles of men. Why? God never called them. God never put them in that office. Jesus selected the 12 disciples who became apostles. Jesus chose them. He chose them according to the will of God. God told him where to go and who to get. And he went and got these people because these are the people God selected himself to walk in the office of an apostle in the power of his Holy Spirit and fire. I truly believe the reason that there is a lack of dunamis power in the body of Christ is because we got a lot of folks in a lot of positions was never called by God. We got a lot of prophets operating that are not prophets of God. They went through somebody prophetic school, and that person said, yeah, I think you'll make a good prophet. I'm going to teach you everything you need to know about being a prophet. Then I'm going to license you as a prophet, and then I'm going to send you out. But there's something missing here. Excuse me, sir. You're a prophet? Yes, I'm a prophet. Who? Oh, yeah, I was up under Bishop Tom, and Bishop Tom took me through his prophetic school, and Bishop Tom licensed and ordained me a prophet. Can I ask you a question? Yes, you can ask me a question. Was there any time when the Holy Spirit of God spoke to you about you being a prophet? Has the Holy Spirit ever talked to you? I ain't talking about no Bishop Tom. Has the Holy Spirit ever said to you that you was God's prophet? Well, no, I never heard that. So then you Bishop Tom's prophet because you went through his prophetic school. So then you're not prophesying by the Holy Spirit. You don't have the power of the Holy Spirit. You prophesying by what you've been taught. You prophesying according to what Bishop Tom taught you. But you're not prophesying by the power of the Holy Spirit, so your prophetic is limited. Your methodology of prophesying is limited. You can only stay in the confinement and the containment and be content with what Prophet Tom taught you. He taught you how to prophesy, but because there is no Holy Spirit, you don't have the power that go with the prophecy. There is no power to bring it to pass. There is no power in your prophecy because it's not coming from the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen, because it's not coming from the Holy Spirit, because it's not coming from the Holy Spirit. Now, give me something real quick, and I'm gonna stop here in a minute because I'm running over my time. Go to the book of Romans. Let's go to Romans. Let's go to Romans. Let's go to Romans. Let's go to Romans real quick, and this is going to be the last one. And let's look at something in the book of Romans real quick. I want to read something to you. Very, very. Yeah, Romans 8. Go to Romans 8. Romans 8. Is he there? Romans 8. We're going to deal with that. We're talking about the power of the kingdom. There are a lot of false prophets out there right now. And I don't only believe that there are a lot of false prophets who don't have the Spirit of God. I believe there are a lot of false apostles. I believe there are a lot of apostles who are apostles of organizations. They are the apostles of men. And they went out and they are doing things and doing work that God never told them to do. And the false prophets are prophesying. They prophesying and stuff ain't never coming to pass. They speaking things and it never happens. And it's a mess. It's messy. They've made it to become a messy thing because they prophesying fables and lies to people. And there is no power in their prophecy. Do you understand that if you prophesy through the Holy Spirit, there is power in that prophecy? The Holy Spirit is raw power, raw power. And if the Holy Spirit is prophesying to a person, there is an anointing with those words. If the Holy Spirit is prophesying breakthrough to a person, the breakthrough is in the power of the Holy Spirit. Not only is he prophesying breakthrough to them, the Holy Spirit is releasing the breakthrough. See, that's the difference. You can get on the internet and go get some pastor's license, which many pastors have, but you ain't got no power. You don't have no power. Now, you want the power, you're going to have to get the Holy Spirit. You're going to have to get before God, and you're going to have to get filled with the Holy Ghost. So now when you minister in power. If you read through the book of Mark, Luke, and James, you'll see what the Pharisees said. He preached with such authority. There is such power in his words. Then what do they say? No man can do these miracles unless God is with him. Man don't have this kind of power to do all of this supernatural stuff. So God has to be with man. Because there is no way man can do all these things unless God is with him. And now you're talking about I'm going to read a little bit of this and then I'm going to stop. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, walking in the power of the Spirit. How do I get from being condemned? By walking in the power of the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Because I'm walking in the power of the Spirit, I'm free. Because God has sent the Spirit that Jesus promised would come and dwell and make a abode with me and give me power. See, if you're going to function in the kingdom of God in the earth, you've got to have the power. If you want to do awesome things in the kingdom in the earth, you've got to have the ambassador of God living inside of you. You've got to have the ambassador who has the power, the authority, and the dominion of God inside of him. So if the Holy Spirit moves into my embassy, move into my castle, move into my vessel, he's also brought the power of the kingdom of God. Okay? For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be filled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Righteousness does not come by your flesh works. Righteousness comes through the power of the Spirit. When you are following the Holy Ghost, when you are caught up, wrapped up in the power of the Holy Ghost, and you brought your flesh under subjection to the power of the Holy Spirit, and you are moving and obeying and doing what the Holy Spirit tells you, now it is counted to you as righteousness, because righteousness is not something you can produce in your flesh, because flesh cannot please God. The power of your flesh in its greatest ability, the greatest ability of your flesh, he said, your righteousness is as filthy rags. The greatest opportunity in your flesh to be righteous still mounts up to still to rags. But the righteousness of the Holy Ghost has already been approved, already been accepted. It is the standard of the kingdom, the righteousness of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he is the Spirit of truth. And God said, he don't disobey, he obeys. He is, because that's me. I'm the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Father, I'm the Holy Spirit. He's my spirit, my power, my authority, my dominion, my wisdom, my knowledge, my understanding. I put a little bit of me inside of you. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. See that? For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And all of your mythical power, witchcraft power, sorcery, and whatever, and all of your flesh self-righteousness, arrogance, and pride, you cannot please God, because the power of the flesh means nothing to God, because it cannot deliver. It cannot save. It cannot heal. It cannot restore. It cannot change realities. It cannot create. It cannot do what God can do. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, and so be the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. You're not risen up by your own strength, by your own power. This was Israel's problem. He said, don't say by your power you got anything. He said, it was by my spirit you got this wealth and this abundance, and you got this land, and you got these blessings, because it was by the power of my spirit. I'm the one that equipped you to walk across the desert. I'm the one that went and defeated your enemies. You ain't done nothing. So you inherited all of this by my spirit. Because my spirit led and guided you. One more thing. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, not the pastor of men, not the apostle of men, not the prophet of men, not the elders of men, not the teachers of men, but they are the teachers of God. They are the apostles of God. They are the pastors of God. They are the evangelists of God, because they have been filled with his spirit and his fire. And man didn't send them out. God sent them out. He ordained when he called them for his purposes and chose them for an office or a certain work. He gave them the Spirit of God, which is the ordaining process. He ordained them. He gave them spirit and fire. And he said, now go, and I'll be with you. And they will know that I sent you by the signs, by the miracles, by the wonders, by the healings, by the deliverance, by the breakthroughs. They will know that I'm in you and that it's me, because no man can do these works unless God is with him. So, for as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of abundance again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if the children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. It is by the Spirit that we are in the kingdom of God. Where are you? Are you in the kingdom of God? Are you in man's church? Are you truly a son or daughter of God? Or are you the prodigy of a man? The sons of God, there is power. They have authority. They have power. When they speak, things happen. When they say be healed, you heal. When they say you deliver, you deliver. When they cast out devils, they cast out. Because it's not them, it is the Spirit of God that is dwelling in them. Jesus said, you shall know my sheep. He said, those that come after me, they do the things I do. So the same Spirit that be in Christ got to be in the sons of God. We cannot call ourselves sons of God, and there is no Holy Ghost, and there is no fire. You got to have the Holy Ghost. I just read you the scripture. Those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Why? Because the kingdom has supernatural power.